not just the traditional high school graduate, but then those of us who needed to go back and retool. Mm-hmm. What we are not going to do for the rest of our lives is read Shakespeare.
Right.
Because you made me read that in the 10th grade, and I'm never touching another Shakespeare book. Maybe you've heard of Elon Musk. You've heard of him. Most of us have by this point. So you walk into a Tesla plant or a SpaceX or something, and it's all of this state-of-the-art whiz-bang technology. Well, we have something similar to that with the diesel technology program.
And you may be 40 when you decide.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It may be, okay, this was useful and fun and great experience, but at some point, you've got to start preparing to retire.
This month's sponsor is MasterCheck. Let us check out what's going on.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hello and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Kozort with Wisdom Integrators, and today we have with us Dean Dr. Don Jones. That's a mouthful. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Dr. Jones.
So, first, thank you for having me here, and thank you for always promoting Northwest. So I'm Don Jones. I graduated Horn Lake High School 100 years ago, it seems like, and did not immediately come into a career in higher education. I bounced around for a while. I was always enamored and felt called to be a clergyman. So I spent the first 20 years of my career pursuing ministry and then decided to settle down and have a family. Yeah. because unless you're a highly successful TV evangelist, being a minister doesn't pay all that well. And I was not a highly successful TV evangelist and still got the option, still could go there. And so went back to school, got my first bachelor's degree when I was 40. So I was an adult learner coming back to school. And for a lot of us baby boomers, that was a trend. Mm-hmm. And so that was where the entire education industry started catering to not just the traditional high school graduate, but then those of us who needed to go back and retool. Mm-hmm. Or like myself, found themselves looking for a career, but you had to have a degree to break through mm-hmm. the glass ceiling. And so went back to school, got that, and then somehow got caught in the rapids and got swept downstream into a doctorate at some point.
Yeah.
And so, but along the way, got into a career in higher education. I had a sales background in corporate America. Those were the jobs I had while I was pastoring churches. And that went very well with my ministerial credentials, mm-hmm. which I had earned, and a Christian college based in Jackson, Mississippi, hired me. They took a chance because they wanted someone to help market their programs. Right. And that's how I ended up in higher education. And so spent some time around Memphis and North Mississippi establishing campuses. Found myself in New Orleans, Louisiana, of all places, working for Tulane University for a while. And then I got a phone call from Northwest. They had a position open, and I was fortunate enough to be interviewed and selected for that. And I've been here for about 7 years.
When the truth matters, you cannot afford guesswork. Since the early 1970s, MasterCheck has supported Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, insurance carriers, and top law firms across the United States and Canada. We are a veteran-owned firm with experienced investigators trained in private, military, and academic settings. We uncover facts that protect your business. From background investigations to surveillance and cyber cases, we deliver verified facts that stand up in court. MasterCheck also operates a fully online private investigator school. We train future investigators and provide continuing education credits in 7 states. Whether you need investigative support or professional training, MasterCheck brings decades of proven experience. Call 615-783-1623 or visit MasterCheck.com.
Well, that's great. So you are primarily right now working with the new Ranger Center. Tell me about the creation, the development, and really the launch of that project, because it's spectacular. For those who have not been there, go.
So yeah, it really is something unique. Dr. Heindel took over as president of Northwest, about 8 years ago, and it has been a transformational experience for the college. part of what he constantly keeps top of mind for all of us is the mission of the college. Why are we doing what we do? And we've broken it down into we transform student lives, we enrich our communities, and we strive for excellence in all of our programs and offerings. Well, part of that, and Dr. Heindel and his administration engaged in a very earnest, a very aggressive building campaign. Mm-hmm. Northwest Community College has been around for 100 years. We are celebrating our 100-year anniversary. And with that, him taking over 8 years ago, we hadn't asked for much funding. Mm-hmm. We hadn't needed to grow because we were, I'm going to say comfortable. I wasn't with the college back then. But we were meeting a mission, but it wasn't everything we could do. Well, with Dr. Heindel coming on board and being aggressive, and if you've met him, he never sleeps. And so we can always do just a little bit more, and we can always do what we do a little bit better. So we set out on this. We built a lot of new programs and a lot of new buildings at the main campus in Senatobia, but then also expanding outward. We have the Panola Concourse in Batesville, Mississippi. And all of our facilities have seen an upgrade. Our football field looks like something at a four-year university and a really nice four-year university. So we've upgraded everything. Part of that was to come here to South Haven, Mississippi, to our campus that has been here since the 80s,
right?
One location or another, and looked at the community and said, what's missing? Well, part of what was missing was a nursing school.
Right.
We, you know, we've had a licensed practical nursing, but we couldn't offer an associate's degree in nursing, an RN program. We just didn't have the facility.
Got it.
So Dr. Heindel, the board, all of our partners got together and they found a way to fund a brand new building here right next door across the parking lot from our existing campus. And we were able to come up with what's called the Ranger Center.
Okay.
The address is 1210 Church Road. So it's right off of Church Road here in South Haven, right before you get to Highway 51. So excellent location, giant new beautiful entrance with an electronic billboard on it. It offers an RN program, licensed practical nursing. We have a commercial and residential electrical program in there where folks are learning how to wire in load centers and weather heads and breaker boxes. And then they move over and do industrial electrical. So it's a very robust program for that. And then the other end of the building is the Ranger Conference Center.
Okay.
And I am thrilled to work with that. It we opened it in July, and we are now having events pretty much every week. It's a very unique space. It can seat up to 306 people.
Okay.
But it can be divided, and you can have 100 people in three different rooms simultaneously, so we can have three events running like that. What's nice about it is it helps us fit our mission of enriching the community.
Sure.
Lots of community partners with us, and that's one of my talking points for this, is to talk about our partnerships. But we're able to make this available to community partners at minimal or no cost, which is huge for nonprofits. And they're able to come in. It's got a wonderful audiovisual system. It's very comfortable. They can set it up for a banquet. We can set it up where you have theater-style seating. It has giant television screens that can, you know, simulcast, can show your PowerPoints. And it's easy to get to. Mm-hmm. It's easy in, easy out. And the college makes that available for our nonprofit partners at no cost during regular business hours. So lots of luncheons happen there.
Sure.
That's the Ranger Center. And we're thrilled to do it. It helps us enrich the community and it helps us give back so much because we really are this region's community college.
Correct.
So that's one way we give back to the community.
So as you think about some of the things that Northwest does, tell me about some of the more creative learning opportunities that exist, especially the vocational ones. I know you and I have talked about this before.
Yes.
Tell me about some of those things.
Surely. So when you go to high school, so you're 17 years old, you're finally making it across the finish line of those 12 grueling years of getting up early and being forced on the bus or being forced to walk to school. And school has, you have an identity with school. You show up at 8 o'clock in the morning, you get out at 3:30 or 4, and it's this prescribed unit of math, science, some things you love, some things you don't love. Well, once you finish that, or as you approach finishing that, we're telling you, okay, now what are you going to do for the rest of your life? Well, for a lot of us, what we are not going to do for the rest of our lives is read Shakespeare.
Right.
Because you made me read that in the 10th grade, and I'm never touching another Shakespeare book. So we understand that. And by the way, the world is full of wonderful opportunities where you don't need to quote Romeo and Juliet in order to be highly successful, make a decent wage, make a lot of money,
right,
and give back to society and to your family. So vocational, that's a big part of who the community college is. The Mississippi Community College system is the strongest in the country. It was set up 100 years ago. The people of Mississippi got together and said, what's missing? Mm-hmm. Well, you have the universities. There is a little school that we're a partner with. It's mm-hmm. the flagship university of the state, Ole Miss. And it's an internationally known university. So you had that. You had Mississippi State University. You have all of these wonderful private universities around the state. But there's always been a gap. Mm-hmm. What about the person who A, can't afford to go to university for whatever reason, or B, their family situation or their life situation, they can't not work right. and go to school. You have right. to work, raise kids, take care of elderly parents, whatever that particular circumstance is. And three, I just don't want to study Shakespeare or algebra. Give me a break. But I want to be able to do something. Well, vocational technical, what we call career technical education, fits nicely into that. We have a John Deere program where students come in. It's a highly selective program, but if they get into the program, they are one of a very small cohort, 15 to 30 students, I want to say. And over 2 years, they learn the ins and outs of maintenance, repair, operation of these $500,000 John Deere pieces of equipment for agriculture and whatnot. We have other programs, automotive repair, commercial truck driving. I mentioned earlier the commercial and residential electrical, licensed practical nursing, anything from one semester to four semesters. But it's something that, number one, you as a student are selecting it because you're interested in it.
Right.
We're not making you take a block of liberal arts classes to make you well-rounded. The purpose of these programs is you're interested in that. You want to make a living and support your family. Let us get you trained, get you certified, and launch you out into your career. So we have a lot of that throughout the 11 counties that we are responsible for, and especially right here in South Haven.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
I know one of the programs that you and I have talked about in the past is the diesel mechanic Absolutely. Program. Tell me a little bit about some of the sophisticated tools that you all have to help train people in that regard.
So maybe you've heard of Elon Musk.
You've
heard of him. Most of us have by this point. So you walk into a Tesla plant or a SpaceX or something, and it's all of this state-of-the-art whiz-bang technology. Well, we have something similar to that with the diesel technology program. It's housed in our Batesville, Mississippi, the Panola Concourse. We can only take a limited number of students because that's the way career tech education works. So you can take 15 or 30 per year. Mm-hmm. It's a 2-year program. But when you walk into the facility, we have a computer classroom because there is book work that has to be done.
Right.
But it's not Shakespeare. Although I love Shakespeare, by the way. I keep bad-mouthing Shakespeare. My high school English teacher is going to come get me if I don't say, I do love Shakespeare, but not everybody does. And you don't need Shakespeare to know how to work on a diesel engine. So they walk in, there is computer-aided learning in the computer-aided classroom. The instructors are people who have worked in that industry for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And now they want to raise up and bring up apprentices, bring up the next generation. You walk out the back door of that classroom and you're in this giant bay with these overhead cranes that we can pull a Mack truck. We can pull a Mack truck and pop the cowl on the thing, drop down the thing, and actually lift the diesel engine out of it. And they learn how to do this, how to remove a diesel engine, pull it over here, set it up at a workplace, and you take it apart and you repair it and you put it back together and you lift it back up, put it back in that truck and put it back on the road. It is an amazing program. So you've done a few simulations, but it's very hands-on. And what fascinates me about that technology, on one section of the Bay Area, there's a wall set up with the braking system of a large truck, a tractor trailer. And so you see all of the different components, and the instructor can stand around the back and say, okay, we have a failure in the brake shoe on the right rear tire, and punch a button, and that's the failure. You, as the student, come up and you have to diagnose it. Sure. So you check everything from front to back and you diagnose that, oh, it appears to be the braking system in the right rear. And then what do? How do you fix that? And then you would go actually hands-on repair that. And then the next student can come up and it can be another type of failure, maybe something electrical or something in the computer. So we have that for the air conditioning system. We have that for the braking system. You have it for all of the major systems in these amazing machines. And so very hands-on. Lots of fun if you love that stuff.
Absolutely.
And so that's a wonderful program based to Elon Musk.
He can't build those companies unless there's a truck that delivers.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You've spent over 50 years in education in various roles. In an era of learning and AI, why is the physical community college and the interaction that happens on campus so important?
Great question. The easy answer is, we are people.
Right.
We are part of a community. And your community college, funded by your tax dollars, which is, by the way, right down the street from your office, your house, we really are a part of this community. So your son, your daughter graduating high school from one of the local schools has someone they can reach out to immediately. We can help guide them. Do you want to go be a medical doctor? Are you wanting to be a diesel mechanic? Are you wanting to be a commercial truck driver, a nurse, whatever it may be? We are here to help that system along. You can learn knowledge on the internet with ChatGPT, with Grok, with the world of AI, and that's changing things rapidly. And colleges like ours are integrating that, but nothing is a replacement for two people sitting down having a conversation, and especially that conversation, not at the beginning of your career where, gosh, you're excited and everybody's cheering you on and this is the next step, but about 2.5 months into this new thing when, oh my gosh, I've got a test tomorrow, and you hit the wall, or life gets in the way, or you have a giant ice storm that shuts everything down for 2.5 weeks. And a lot of us struggle with that, and having your community college, with all of the people there, all of the assets that we have coming alongside you and taking the journey with you, that's really the great importance of that local community and community college.
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, you mentioned in your history and your story that you started off in one career and then you saw the opportunity and the need to re-educate and change into a new career path. How does someone who's already in a career, already in a career path, understand the opportunities that they have around them through Northwest to be able to retool, as you said?
Great, great question. So, and we see this all the time. Most of us, especially my generation, we baby boomers, we found ourselves, you didn't start at a company and work there for 50 years and retire. Mm-hmm. That was sort of the 50s, 60s, 70s model. A few of my people have done that, but most of my folks, you start out in one direction, it changes. You go in another direction, or you relocate, or you get a family and you have to retool. The best way to retool yourself is, number one, at some point in your life, You have to find out who you are.
Correct.
Who are you? What do you want to do? What do you want to be when you grow up? Now,
and you may be 40 when you decide.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It may be, okay, this was useful and fun and great experience, but at some point, you've got to start preparing to retire or preparing for the next generation.
Yes.
And, you know, those of us who were in garage bands, at some point, you got to realize you're not going to be the next Lynyrd Skynyrd. And so it's time to get a real job, as my dad used to tell me all the time. So you go back to retool, you find out who you are. What are you gifted in? Mm-hmm. I don't know that we've talked enough in society that not all of us are going to be engineers, mm-hmm. and that's okay. Right. Thank God for engineers. Thank God for medical doctors and researchers, but not all of us are wired that way.
Right.
Find out what it is you are skilled at, you are interested in, and then find a way to pursue it. Fortunately, education has shifted in the last 20 to 30 years where you don't have to go to school 8 to 3:30 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like we did when I went off to university 100 years ago and then dropped out to pursue ministry. You have evening school opportunities. You have online opportunities. You have some part-time opportunities. We have a licensed practical nursing program that's two nights a week and then Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And so it's an opportunity for someone who they have to keep working, but they know they want to go into the medical field. They want to retool themselves. It takes dedication, but they can do it.
That's right.
And so a lot of us find ourselves doing that. And so one way to do that is come sit down and talk with someone, the person to person, or if you're a little bit geeky, get online and search it. We have a wonderful website. Now our team works diligently to keep everything updated and to put the answers where they're easily accessible.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
So I know some people who maybe haven't spent any time on a college campus or haven't even spent any time on Northwest campus may be a little bit hesitant. So if there's a South Haven resident that says, all right, I'm interested and I don't want to get on the website. I want to go talk to somebody in person. If they were to walk through the front doors of that building at Northwest, where would they go?
Great question. So if you come to the DeSoto campus, a huge parking lot, giant building, flagpole right out in front of it, come through the two sets of double doors, and immediately when you walk in, you're going to see three things. Number one, you're going to see the police station. We have campus police. It's a very safe environment. It's also an information booth, so they can walk straight up and talk to an officer and say, hey, I want to go back to school, I think, but I don't know what to do. And they will literally point to the door for you to go through.
Right.
If you don't happen to go directly up and talk to campus police, when you walk in, if you look to your left, you'll see two giant entrances. One is for the University of Mississippi, one of our great partners. Right across the hall, three steps away, is Northwest Community College. Walk through the door and say, Here I am.
I have questions.
That's right. I have questions. Somebody talk to me. And then if you just look around the lobby itself, we often have tables set up out there, people set up out there. We have lots of events, game days for students, because part of the college experience is knowing it's not all about the classroom and the lecture and the homework. Part of it is networking and getting to know people. So sitting down and playing a video game, we've got that set up in the lobby. Or chess or something like that, or maybe an information table from the Red Cross or some of our other partners. So you'll see a lot when you walk in, but everything is very accessible. You'll park in the visitor parking. We have a lot of that designated. walk through the front door and just say, somebody tell me what to do, and we'll be glad to help.
So tell me a little bit about the Heindel Center, because we talked briefly about some of the opportunities there. Tell me what type of events happen at the Heindel Center.
Great question. So part of looking at the 11 counties that Northwest is responsible for here in Northwest Mississippi, there was you could go to Memphis and you could see a really cool show, like at the Orpheum. Lots of Broadway shows come through there. And so you have the opportunity to see a world-class show and to pay a whole bunch of money to do so.
Right.
And then if you go to Oxford on the Ole Miss campus, they have the Ford Center, and they get a lot of shows of various music, Broadway, things like that. But that's a large gap. That's an hour and a half between venues right there. And also, those are set up in such a way that maybe they're not as accessible for the smaller shows or just for the people in our community, and especially for our student population.
Right.
We are, again, dedicated to transforming our student lives. So our students, especially who live on campus and those in the region of Senatobia, the Heindel Center was built. Mm-hmm. Performing Arts Center, world-class sound, world-class stage. We host Broadway performances. We host concerts. Billy Bob Thornton was there a couple of years ago. Lots of big names come through. And we often get them where, you know, they are traveling from New York to Chicago to somewhere else, and we're able to pick them up in between.
Right.
It's an easy venue for them.
Right.
Easy in, easy out. And so Dr. Blake Bostick runs it for us. He's our director. Fantastic guy. Deep roots here in the South Haven and DeSoto County community. They book these acts. They get to come in, but also movies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just a movie night where you want to go watch a movie and sit back with the kids and eat popcorn. So very family friendly, everything from Broadway shows, country concerts, rock and roll. We have special speakers come through there from time to time. And so it's really, for Senatobia, Mississippi, a spot that most people couldn't find on the map 15 years ago. Now you've got world-class performers and world-class speakers coming in, being there for a night. And the wonderful thing is there's not a bad seat in the house. It's very brand new, very modern. You can sit there. And often, if you are a season ticket holder, there's a chance for you to go backstage and meet some of these guys. So a wonderful opportunity. It goes throughout the year. So it's not just during the school year. This is giving back to the community, enriching the community. And our students on campus, a lot of them have an opportunity now to really see world-class entertainment, world-class content right across campus.
That's great. So For the new Rangers Center, if there was a nonprofit or a business that was interested in utilizing that conference center or that facility, who would they contact?
Sure. They would contact me.
You?
We initially, and we may still get to the point where we put an online form and you fill out the form, send me more information. That's standard information, standard industry stuff. The problem is we opened this thing in July.
Right.
The community was there. Community's been a big part of it. We're right across the street from the Lander Center, where the giant programs go on. And we've been overrun with opportunities to serve the community.
That's great.
The people contacting us, is it available on this date? So right now, they email me or they call me, and we set things up. I am booked out for 2 years on some dates. It is amazing. I don't know that we anticipated that.
You know, sure.
Northwest allowed me to, Dr. Heindel let me transfer from Oxford up to South Haven before this thing was completed and launched to get ready for this. But I don't know that we really anticipated how much it would be in use. DeSoto County, as you know, being part of the chamber here, an amazing place.
Absolutely.
And people are engaged. Sheriff Tuggle has been to the Ranger Center now about 7 or 8 times, and not to arrest anyone, to being part of the events that are going on there. We have great partnerships. I mentioned Ole Miss earlier and our partnership with them. But we've also got partnerships with all of these other organizations. They do their monthly luncheons there now.
Sure.
So they can reach out to me. We immediately put in pencil in a date if they're looking at it, because it's happening so often. I've got 3 and 4 groups at a time trying to book the entire center. So they would reach out to me. The best way is via email.
Mm-hmm.
Should I get my email address, or?
We'll make sure and get it on the screen.
Get it on the screen, and because nobody right. And give a string of numbers and see how often we get it right. But yeah, email me. We will block out the time and then we'll talk about the details. There are some costs involved with it, but most of the time it's free or darn near free for nonprofits in the area.
And it is, and as somebody who's been there and seen the facility once it's launched, we've had interactions on a weekly basis there. Yeah. And the facility is absolutely spectacular. Yeah. So the support is great. Yeah. It's clean and well-maintained. The LED wall there in the conference center is spectacular. It's going to be a great opportunity for businesses and nonprofits alike to put on a great face for people who they need to get in front of.
That's right. It and we try to be good hosts and good partners. If the Ranger Conference Center isn't quite what they need, we sometimes can come up with a classroom that will seat 100 people, the same kind of AV thing you're talking about, comfortable for people to come in. And if they have a group of 50 to 75 and they need to sit around a table and hammer out a problem, we can accommodate that. And again, it looks good. It's easy to get into, lots of parking, easy to get back out of. So they're not getting lost in all the traffic. And we try to make it their home for the day when they are there.
So tell me just a little bit about how the Chamber of Commerce and Northwest have worked together through the years.
Great question. Well, first of all, I've got to give a shout out to my boss, Dr. Keith Reed. He was the South Haven, Man of the Year for 2025 and a very well-deserved, great guy. He's on the chamber board. We have always supported the chambers because the chambers have always supported us. We are members of chambers from here all the way down to Oxford, Lafayette County, Yellowbusha County. We try to be involved where we can and to support however we can. Sometimes it's a chamber ambassador. A young lady at our Oxford campus, Amanda Arman, has worked there for a number of years. She's a chamber ambassador for the Lafayette Chamber. Here in South Haven, Dr. Reed is on the board. We try to go to every event that a chamber member has here, a ribbon cutting. We try to get someone to show up because they've all supported us so well. So we try to support the programs. We try to be there. Luncheons. We've had several luncheons. In fact, our first luncheon was because of someone from the South Haven Chamber reaching out to us there at the Ranger Conference Center. And what was beneficial for us in that was, how in the world are we going to manage this thing? Yeah. We didn't have a price list. We didn't know how many tablecloths we needed. It was brand new, this beautiful facility, and now we've got 150 people coming in. What are we going to do? And the chamber was wonderful in walking through that with us and being very gracious when, you know, an hour and a half before the event, they're saying, hey, where are the tables? And you know, the wrong answer, but usually I give the wrong answers, what tables? And so we were able to deal with all of this and made it an event that we all survived and actually had a good time with. So yeah, great membership with the chamber, the chambers of commerce just in general, and South Haven Chamber in particular, extremely engaged. The members of the chamber, the people themselves, as well as the businesses. It's not just, I'm going to join the chamber so I make more money. It's a lot more than that. These are folks that are committed to this community. We've seen this community grow and thrive, and we want to see that continue to happen. And so we work together to make that happen.
Well, Dr. Jones, we greatly appreciate your time and being with us here on South Haven Business Beat. And we appreciate you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we talk about the things that go on in this community, where we talk about the things that are being built in this community. And I encourage you, if you have not yet done so, go by the Northwest Community College campus here in DeSoto County in South Haven, Mississippi. They're on Church Road. Go visit the new Ranger Center and see the exciting things that are happening right here in South Haven. I'm Aaron Cosworth with Wisdom Integrators, and thank you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.